Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent Ryan Schaub. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning.
Now, we have, like you said, we're staying out of the colds. You got some burn schools coming up, and I'm actually very intrigued to know what this whole thing is about.
Yeah. So while it's cold outside right now, we're going to – maybe this will kind of ignite things, I guess. And so I'm going to talk about a meeting that's – really not even 100% finalized just yet, working with the university and trying to finalize my speakers, just getting confirmation and stuff. But the Frontier Extension District and the Anderson County Conservation District are going to host a burn school in Garnett at the Anderson County Community Building on February the 18th. This will start with registration probably around 9:30 and go until about 3 o'clock when we'll wrap up and get out of there. We will be serving probably a chili or a soup type lunch. We're just going to ask for some donations, free will donations to cover the cost of the meal. But registration is going to be required just so that we make sure we have enough food for everybody, and printed materials to hand out. So if you could have your reservations in by February the 14th. Yeah, I know that's exactly what you want to do on Valentine's Day. It's call me to make reservations. But while you're making reservations for your significant other that evening, just stay on the phone. Give me a phone call. You can call the office at 785-448-6826. Or you can email me at reschaub, S-E-H-A-U-B, at ksu.edu to attend this meeting. Now, fire has always played a large part in keeping our grasslands in the state of Kansas. History, I mean, we can go back hundreds and hundreds of years to document that. Research has just proven that the native grasses were established under the use of fire, whether that was a lightning strike that then just burned hundreds of thousands of acres. There's just always been fire. Native Americans used fire as far back as we can document, and trying to bring in the wildlife to those hunting grounds. They might even used fire against enemies. Fires, since the Europeans settled, fire's probably been one of the scariest things. Think about we have ways now of transporting water and fighting some fire. We've seen kind of the devastation that can happen if you've been watching the news out and around Los Angeles. I mean, the fire and the devastation out there, it's terribly sickening and sad. But if we don't take care of things here, we can see some of those same things happen. So by burning and having a prescribed fire, we can eliminate some of that wildfire risk. And keep our grasslands as grasslands. I talked to Clint Owensby, who was a range specialist at the university, and he says long-term history shows we need to burn 60% of the time to keep woody encroachment out of that pasture. He just retired this last June, and I was talking to him, and he said we've probably increased that. We're, instead of 60%, we're probably now at 80% of the time. And those numbers are just going to continue to go up. Woody species are continuing to just encroach and kind of push our native grasses out of the way. And if we want to maintain those native grasses, we're going to have to continue to burn those very frequently and maybe even change the timing of the year to better control some of those brush species. I guess I'm going to kind of go off on a deep end here. I think as landowners, we have to maybe adjust our stocking rates accordingly as well. We're going to want to go back to the take half, leave half rule that we have in the native grasses. That means we can harvest half of it. The other 20, there's going to be 25% of it's going to get trampled and stomped into the ground. The other 25%, we're going to need to actually carry that fire the following year to make sure that we get a good burn. So when I say there's been a lot of fire in the state of Kansas, I went back and pulled some numbers. In 2024, there was 1.37 million acres burned. In 23, we had 1.2 million. In 22 and 21, we had 1.88 and 1.89 million acres burned, respectively. But the long-term averages show that we burn in the state of Kansas with prescribed fire only around 2 million acres a year. So, while there's a lot of fire continuing to happen, I would say there's a lot more that could be happening because there's several parcels of land that we can see driving up and down the roads that are now taken over with brush that probably could have used fire at some point. So I guess that's kind of the purpose of having the meeting is to get producers there to learn how to safely conduct a burn. We're going to talk about, one, why do we burn? But then weather conditions. How does humidity play a factor into burning? We're going to talk about the equipment that's needed to safely conduct that burn. We're going to talk about how to plan with our neighbors and maybe conducting that burn with the use of help, not just trying to do it by yourself. We're also going to spend some time talking about fire behavior. How does it go uphills or downhills? Again, the humidity, how does that play a factor into things? We're going to talk about some hazards and precautions that we can take. We're going to talk a little bit about liability. So, I mean, one of the reasons that we've seen a decrease in the number of acres burned, I truly feel like it's because we're seeing more houses being built out and around our rural areas. Neighbors don't want to burn because of that liability risk of what happens when it gets away. So we are going to talk a little bit about that. And then we're going to talk about CRP rules and their regulations. You know, we don't want to be burning those CRP pieces when there are birds or other wildlife in those, and maybe they're in their nesting stages. So that's kind of a rundown of a few of the things we're going to talk about. Of course, when you're in person, you can kind of dictate some of how that discussion goes as well, because you're going to be able to ask questions. Again, that meeting is going to be on February the 18th. We're going to start with registration there around 9:30, wrap up around 3. And again, if you want to RSVP, please just give me a phone call at 785-448-6826.
Yeah, very important with the all-powerful nature tool that is fire. Got to make sure you know how to handle it. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond.